Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Remix, Put It On Me, playing on your breakfast show, 91.8 Hayes FM. Coming up a little bit later, those of you who are listening last week, remember we had a guest on Cool School, a young man, a young singer from Liverpool.
Good accent, I like it.
Yeah, I'm not going to sing the next bit of that song, so I just realised it's rude. I just like singing Liverpool.
Yeah?
Scouse accent.
And why wouldn't you?
We had a young man on the show from Liverpool called Nathan Cameron, okay? He's a singer-songwriter. We premiered his song tonight on the breakfast show last week, and we will be playing it before 8 o'clock today. So fans of Nathan Cameron, do stay tuned and do get involved with the show. Live follow by message 60300, email studio at hayesfm.org. I had to do a big swallow there, Harry.
You did like the pause there as well.
Yeah,
for a minute I thought the world's gonna fall down.
That's because I could feel the need to swallow rising to the front of my face.
Because you've had that breakfast bar, innit?
I had a breakfast cereal bar, yeah.
Fruit and fibre cereal bar.
I was so dissatisfied with it by the end that I actually looked deep inside to the wrapper to find any extra oats, and there were none. But anyway,
oats and cereal, sultanas too. We're not going to get into that one.
Man, we're not going to sing the
breakfast bar. I've got a very good song about breakfast bars.
Very good, very weird.
Yeah, it's good.
I liked it. Most people would be sick on their radios.
Right, okay. We'll leave it then.
Would ironically regurgitate their breakfast cereal bars all over the wireless.
Ironically.
Yeah. Oh, the sweet
I'm so ironically being sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so ironic. Like, I'm ironically being sick.
Ironic bodily functions are the best, though.
Yeah, we are.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
An increase in teenage pregnancy rates around Valentine's Day has prompted Ealing Council to launch a new poster campaign encouraging young people to talk more openly about sex, relationships and contraception. The Let's Talk About It campaign is going to run during the first 2 weeks of February. We've been out in the local area asking people what they think.
Yeah, to a certain limit, yeah. I feel if they're more open with their parents, and they ain't going to be scared to go to their parents, are they?
I think it's a good idea, because at least, you know, if you talk about it, at least they'll know, you know, what to do and all that.
Yeah, it's a good idea, yeah. They should be able to talk about what they can, otherwise they're just going to hide it, ain't they?
They've got to understand, haven't they, what's around and what, if they do have sex, how they can pick things up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I believe it should be told at a young age, really.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8 Hayes FM.
That's some clips from when we were out in the local area finding out what people think about talking about sex.
You had no part.
I wasn't there, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they think it's a bad idea as it encourages young people to experiment, or if talking about it's a good idea as it encourages awareness and prevents young people getting into awkward situations? I think it's a good idea for young people to know more about contraception, don't you, Harry?
Certainly. I can't see any reason against it, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the fundamental point in sex education. I don't want to linger on this too long in the breakfast show.
Yes.
But because it could potentially get us into hot water, whereas I'd just rather talk about silly things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's good for young people to know about contraception. Sex education's always struck me as a bit pointless, because cavemen were all right, weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, people work it out.
In time you work it out. If the desire's there, you'll work it out.
Yeah. Because it wasn't just like...
I think it's more educating people. It's more to do with educating people into contraception and whatnot, isn't it? Which is makes your point redundant.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Like me. But...
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think
that doesn't transfer to anybody else who doesn't know this week's events. But
just to point out, Harry hasn't been sacked from the radio.
No,
Harry's left another job.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I think it's more in terms of that, which is a good thing. Surely that's a good thing. Obviously, people until from the beginning of time until the end of time are gonna engage in this kind of activity. I suppose if it's going to happen, it's important that they're as clued up as possible.
Well, let's hope people continue to engage in it. Otherwise, what's the point in getting up in the morning?
Yes, there is that.
I mean, the football's only on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So
what are you going to do the other 6 days?
I may as well hibernate.
Yeah.
But it says here there's an increase in teenage pregnancy rates around Valentine's
Day. Now, we think this might be drivel, don't we, Joe?
I mean, I'm sure that's true, but I doubt it's got anything to do with Valentine's Day, because as a teenager, I don't think I thought, oh... Yeah, I am feeling quite amorous and I do fancy that girl, but it's not
Valentine's Day.
It's not a recognised festival, so...
Probably not going to do any sex.
Yeah, probably just watch I'll Be Sitting and go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's probably coincidental.
Or, flip side of it, who's going, well, I don't like you at all, I find you physically repulsive, and any other day of the year I'd tell you to clear off, but hey, it's Valentine's Day, do you want to do a sex?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I do think that's coincidental. But yeah, of course it's good for young people to learn a little bit, or to learn a lot about contraception, so you can make informed choices.
Most certainly, Joe. That's the moral of this story.
Cool School with Hillingdon Training. Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8 Hayes
FM. Good morning, it's the Breakfast Show. You just heard CeeLo Green, It's OK, playing there for you. Coming up now, we have been joined in the studio by our guest, someone we've had on before, young singer Shima Khan. Good morning, Shima.
Good morning.
How are you on this fine day? The weather's improved in Hayes.
Oh, yeah, it has. It's a lot lighter outside now.
Yes, exactly.
Brilliant.
It's a lot warmer as well. Start of the week. Ooh, ever so cold. Two jumpers, please. Now, merely a T-shirt. Perhaps not. That's overconfident. One jumper.
I will fade your microphone down.
Are you? Don't you dare.
Anyway, Shima, basically, last time we had you on, you were involved in the Open Mic UK competition.
Yep.
Can you tell us sort of what happened there and how things panned out?
Well, I didn't get through to the second live round. But, yeah, it was just a load of other contestants, you know, singing their own songs. I didn't really see much of it because I was in the changing rooms. But
Were you allowed in there, or are you just lurking in the changing rooms? In the boys' changing rooms. Like with a newspaper with two holes cut in.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you know, like collecting their Kleenex, you know, like a circle of fire, sort of worshipping.
Yeah. Anyway, so I didn't say that to bring you down. I just I wanted to know what's next then. What's the plan?
Where you're at
going forward?
Well, I'm carrying on. Yeah, if at first you don't succeed and all that.
Yeah,
most certainly. It's a cliche, but all the cliches are right. So they became cliches in the first place.
So what is the plan now? I mean, what is it you're sort of actively doing?
At the moment, I'm just doing my A-levels, just concentrating on my studies. I'm still carrying on singing. I've heard about a competition called Hillingdon's Hidden Talent, and I'm hoping to enter that soon as well. So,
can you tell us a little bit more about Hillingdon's Hidden Talent? I mean, where can we get information about that?
I think you can just Google it.
Yeah, no, you're not. Don't be getting information.
My talent's incredibly well hidden.
Yeah, I don't think even you can find it.
Yeah, no, no one cares. No one even knows about it.
Yeah, I don't think it exists.
Yeah, is there a website people can go to?
I think if you just Google it, it'll come up. I don't know too much about it myself. I just know it's just for residents of Hillingdon.
So. Okay.
Oh, God, you can't enter anyway now.
And I'm going to move here just to enter.
Oh, okay, fair enough, yeah.
And we got a few questions here, and I'm going to name and shame. Our station manager here has given us a few questions, and they are good, but I don't they're all sort of a bit out of nowhere.
Right,
okay. Because none of them are really connected.
That's the best.
So the first thing we want to know is, a lot of acts change their name. Okay, would you ever change your name? Like, for example, Jimi Hendrix, David Bowie, George Michael, or Duffy for artistic purposes.
What did Jimi Hendrix change his name to then?
To Jimi Hendrix.
That was a joke!
Yeah. Would you ever change your name for artistic purposes?
If it makes you seem more mysterious, like, you know, if it makes people check out your Wikipedia to see what your actual shirt surname is, then...
If you want to sound mysterious, you could just call yourself Shima?
I was about to say exactly the same thing, Joe. Or just dot, dot, dot. That's your name.
Yeah.
What's your name? Dot, dot, dot.
So, like, on Top of the Pops, they'd be like, coming up next, Shima? Everyone would be like, what?
Shima, question mark?
Didn't know Top of the Pops was still around.
It's not. They did a Christmas special, though, for sure. I watched it. Enjoyed it. Scouting for Girls were very good.
Yeah, they weren't they?
Did you watch it too?
Yes, I did.
Oh, me and you.
Sky busted it on Crimbo Day.
Did you? I watched it there. Right there and then.
You two kind of look like you could be part of Scouting for Girls.
We are a bit, yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
I don't think anyone in Scouting for Girls wears a full Adidas tracksuit, do you?
Possibly not. No. Yeah.
Again, I'm going to the gym. This isn't my look.
Well.
No, I'm not like a New Jersey
He's not going
Garfield.
To the gym. He's going spinning in Teddington with a load of mothers.
Mm. Yeah, suppose. No, it's nice. I like spinning class. I made friends. I'd be jealous.
Do you all go for a lemon and fennel tea afterwards?
No, I've got to shoot off.
Oh, okay.
I need to walk the dog.
Okay.
But, yeah, also what we want to know is, how supportive are friends and family?
Yeah, my mum's really supportive. My friends are really supportive as well. Like, I'll just kind of show myself and be like, yeah, that's brilliant. they are supportive. I haven't got any
This is what I mean about the questions he's given us, because he's then qualified that by saying, do any of them think they can sing better? just chuck that in.
Yeah, why not? I like these questions.
Yeah, I like them as well.
I like them.
Because they're controversial.
Yeah.
Do any of them challenge you to sing-offs?
No, I think I'm the only singer as far as I'm concerned.
Really? So there are no 8 Mile style battles?
No.
But just much more melodious because everyone's singing.
There we are.
So so what's sort of the plan apart from singing? Is there anything else you'd like to do with yourself?
I'm hoping to do geography at uni. Mm-hmm. So that's always a backup.
So you're doing that presumably as an A-level now?
Yeah.
Do you not find geography quite boring?
No.
Fair enough. What's it all about? It's all about
there's a lot to learn about hills, actually, I'll have you know, Joe. Hills and streams.
It's nice.
Right, it's interesting stuff. I did geography at GCSE.
It's all about
got a D, didn't I?
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, got an A star, so what are you going to do about that?
Oh.
It's all about levees and spits and things like that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's all about that.
That's all you need to know, that's your degree.
Levees and spits. Yeah. What'd you put in your exam paper? Oh, mine, I just put levees a couple of times.
Levees, spits.
Spits 3 times.
MEDC.
And then put a hill and something about GDP. Brilliant.
What, gross domestic product?
Yeah, man.
So what do you do if you with a geography degree? Where would you go from there?
I'm not sure.
Map maker. Cartographer.
Map maker. Yeah.
I'm also doing drama.
Really?
If you go to uni, do you intend to go to uni possibly?
Hopefully, yeah.
That's an idea. Good idea. Do you intend to do geography or acting?
Bit of both.
Don't think you confuse the two. Really.
What you could do is you could do...
Be tricky. Got you a role, I would, but I've got to learn about spits and whatever they're called.
Levees.
Today. Levees. Is that what they're called?
You could join an amateur dramatic society.
Yeah.
Is acting something you're interested in then?
Yeah, I love it.
Really? What, more than the singing?
Oh.
What about more than geography?
I've got an idea.
Yeah?
You could be, right, this is a fusion of all your talents, you could be in a musical about someone who makes maps.
Yeah! Maps the musical! Google Maps!
Yeah.
We'll write it.
That's a hit, I can feel it.
Yeah.
That's going to be like Cats, isn't it? That's going to run and run.
I love it, yep.
So.
Watch out, Live Webber, we're coming to get you.
Also, do you find it interesting to sort of balance your singing with your geography and drama commitments? Is geography commitment the wrong word? Like, with your studies?
Oh, and all my geographical commitments.
That makes it sound like you're some sort of, like wizard that controls the elements.
Yeah, there's some maintenance work that he's doing on the M25. That is a geographical commitment for me.
That's got nothing to do with geography.
Has, because roads are like travel places.
Do you find the balance hard then?
No, I think if you really love something, you'll find time for it.
Yes, that's very true. And also, so our station manager informs us, you do singers do mouth exercises with their tongues. Is this something you do?
Yeah.
Can you give us an example of the sort of exercise you would do?
Should I just go for the most embarrassing one?
Yeah, I would.
I'd imagine, yeah.
Okay. There's something called sirens, in which you imitate a siren, either through a raspberry or roll of the tongue. Mm. For example, it's a bit early, but I'll try and do it. Okay, I'll do...
We're really waiting with bated breath here. I don't know what is about to come out of her mouth.
I'll do the rolling of the tongue.
Okay. Fun. I've actually done that. I did acting at college, and I had to do singing as well and dancing, which was a shame because the only bit I wanted to do was actually acting. But I had to sing and dance for sure. And we had to do a bit of that and some other one as well. I can't remember it though.
Harry, do you want to give it your go on that?
Yeah, for sure. Joe, why not? You know me. I'm a good sport. No, I don't actually know where to start, to be honest. I don't think that's that good, is it?
That just sounds like a swan dying.
Let's be honest. Oh, dead swan.
Thank you for doing that. That was very kind of you. A lot of people wouldn't have.
Bravery.
At 8:20 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming on, Shima. Are you on Facebook and stuff? Can people find you? That's creepy.
Where can I find you?
You don't have to give out your personal details if you don't want.
I think what he means is, do you have a fan page for your singing where people can listen to your music and stuff?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Well, if you do, you let us know and we shall let the general public know.
Yeah,
thank you.
Do.
Thank you very much for coming on the show, though. It's been a pleasure.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
It's time for Unusual.
Are we about to engage in our popular item, Unusual?
Yes, we are.
Oh, brilliant.
Drunk, half-naked, dancing police YouTube video causes outrage.
No!
About five words in there, you know, they're just cracking.
What?
Drunk, half-naked, dancing police and outrage.
No, even YouTube suggests it's going to be good. Because for stuff to be like a YouTube phenomenon, it's usually funny.
Drunken police officers have been filmed stripped to the waist and dancing on their patrol car, causing police bosses in Russia to launch an investigation. The traffic office, all reportedly from Krasnotrolinsk in Sverdlovsk Oblast in central Russia...
Glad I'm not reading that.
...are apparently out celebrating a colleague's promotion in this famous video. Do go on YouTube and search, all you need to search, drunk Russian police. You can't miss it.
I would imagine that promotion's probably void now, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But do go and search it, because it's good.
Silly billies.
So they're celebrating a colleague's promotion in said video. And in this video, they swig from a bottle of vodka and dance using their flashing lights and siren as a light and sound show.
Good, yeah.
Legends. Half naked, several of them climb onto their squad car, where one officer spanks his colleague as he lies on the bonnet and puffs on a rather hefty-looking cigarette.
Good.
One then shows off his special standing on the roof of a car dance moves, including Saturday Night Fever, the crotch grab, and one that can only be described as the pregnant lady giving birth.
What?
As well as the police car, the video shows a large number of civilian cars pulled up beside a lake, with a rowdy crowd showing off an attractive range of swimwear. This is brilliant. I'll never get to go to things like this.
What?
Disgruntled local traffic police, Yuri Dyomin, commented, "You have to be disgusting people who hold nothing sacred to allow such a shameful thing to happen."
Well, Yuri!
What, Yuri?
Steady on, Yuri!
Yeah. I don't think it's that bad.
It's not that bad at all. It's bad because they're meant to be, like, at work and they're in a police car. But apart from that, they haven't really committed a crime as such, have they?
He's a bit of an old granddad, isn't he? Like,
you can't really get told off for... like, obviously they can get told off because they were at work and should be doing their job.
It's funny, though.
But if you weren't, you can't really get told off for dancing around and having a drink and a cigarette. I think the quote, "You have to be disgusting people who hold nothing sacred," is a bit full on, Yuri Dyomin.
Yeah, chill out, Yuri. But I just think, as well... who out of us would honestly say, if you saw a bunch of coppers naked, dancing on their squad car, you wouldn't stop and just join the party?
Of course I would. I'd love it.
I wouldn't drive past and be like, disgusting. Don't hold anything sacred. Come on, Betty. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, sorry about that cough. I apologise. Excuse me.
You coughing all over the airwaves.
But it's just, I don't know. And also, no one got hurt. At no stage did it say it descended into a fight or...
yeah, no, there's nothing. It just seems pretty...
they're all just right lagered up. Vodka'd up, as the case was, and just had a great time. And in this video, they are having what can only be described as a proper laugh.
A whale of a time, I'd describe it as, Joe.
Yeah, the irony is...
I think me and you need a bit of that kind of action.
The guy, I'm going to be a policeman in Russia. It looks fun.
Really fun.
But this guy's... and also, look how bad their car is as well.
It's not very good police car,
is it? Such a bad police car.
It's the kind of car that you see in 70s films.
Yeah, and the Russian like organised crime is one of the most advanced criminal networks in the world. I don't think they're going to be too worried by this sort of Cagney and Lacey style vehicle they've got.
It's like a car from the Sweeney or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
With then like a couple of lights on the top.
It looks a bit like they've stolen it.
Yeah.
But also, the guy who's been promoted, whose promotion they're celebrating, I don't think his promotion will remain.
No.
Demotion or sacking, if anything.
Yeah, I would imagine... yeah. I'd imagine that's now redundant.
If Yuri Dyomin's anything to go by. And
Yuri!
His draconian attitude.
And Yuri's a police chief, and he's kicking off.
Yeah, he's a police chief, okay? So do not mess with him.
It's disgusting, and you hold nothing sacred. Not only are you not getting that promotion, I'm booting you.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm Yuri Dyomin. Party pooper.
How'd you like this? I'm Yuri Dyomin.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8 Hayes FM.
JLS, Eyes Wide Shut on The Breakfast Show. Harry, you profess to love that tune.
I think it's a banger, Joe.
It is. It's a wonderful tune, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's actually the last song of the day on The Breakfast Show, and it's the last show of the week. We're going to be back Monday at 7 a.m. I've had a cracking time today. I've really enjoyed myself.
Oh, so have I. It's been a fabulous week, actually, Joe, hasn't it?
As if this show was already a 9 out of 10. We've just pushed it...
doing his own reviews now, Carla.
We've just pushed it... no, I mean in terms of personal enjoyment.
Right, okay.
I don't know what the people at home have thought.
Right.
Two. But if it couldn't get any better, it now has. We've been joined in the studio by Carla. Good morning, Carla.
Woo, woo. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm feeling great this morning. There's loads happening on the programme, so I'm looking forward to getting stuck in.
What exactly is that that's happening?
Well, Thursday is Sofa Guest Thursday. I'll be joined by a member of the local community. It's John Etchlin from Hillingdon Federation of Community Organisations. And we'll be having a chat about the stories that have piqued his interest this week. Also, it's the 50th anniversary of the British Heart Foundation. More on that. They have a new appeal launch to find a cure for heart disease. It's currently incurable. And look at some of today's top stories, including news that the smoking ban in New York has expanded, and in entertainment news, that red swimsuit is up for auction. Any guesses at which one I'm talking about?
Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson.
I knew you'd go for that one first. No, it's not. It's the generation before.
The generation before?
What, but a Baywatch costume?
No, the swimsuit.
The swimsuit.
I don't know, I'm trying to think. Some sort of Anne Boleyn?
The generation before.
Anne Boleyn!
I went 500 years back.
Anne Boleyn! Anne Boleyn! Generation before. Anne Boleyn!
Kate,
I don't think they went swimming then.
That's bad that I racked my brain and I got through about 450 years of history before getting to someone I knew.
Yeah.
That was good. Because everyone, like all the other people that came into my head immediately were like prominent female Nazis. And I thought, well, that's inappropriate.
Obviously, that was what would definitely come into my head.
No, because I did all that history.
There's no way I'd say Marilyn Monroe, for example.
Was it Marilyn Monroe?
No.
No, it's not. I'm not saying it is Marilyn Monroe, but I'm just saying possibly someone like her, generation before, might come into your head before prominent Nazi, whatever you call
women.
Women.
No, only...
that was the easiest bit of that sentence to remember.
Yeah,
sorry. See you later,
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8 AZFM.